is NY Bill, and yes. Yes, and now you are in this episode.
Yay!
Say hello, HPR.
Hello, HPR.
You're official now. So I'm here with X1101. Yeah, X1101. It's hard to say. I'm used to typing it.
Yeah, so am I. I have a hard time saying it. It's a visual thing, not a spoken one.
And the whole family's name, something along those lines.
Yeah.
The new one is what?
1111. Because what I did with the handle I set up for my wife was 0010, which for anyone not looking at it, it's the bit complement of 1101. Combining those is 1111.
Are you a geek, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
So, you had a long trip in.
Yeah.
Say how you got here.
My trip started...
I'm already at work, Pokey. I'm at work.
My trip started leaving my house at 6 a.m. to get to the bus station in Portland, Maine at about 7 a.m. to take the 7:30 bus to the bus station in Boston and then the subway over.
So this is like an overnight thing?
Nope. Doing the same thing in reverse tonight.
But what time did you get on start train leaving from Maine?
6 a.m.
6 a.m. Okay, that's not so bad.
So I actually slept in today. I didn't get up till 5:30.
Okay. Well, you have a newborn. Do you sleep at all?
Actually, my daughter sleeps really, really well.
Mm.
Down at 6 o'clock most nights and not up till 5:30, 6 o'clock the next day.
Pokey, you've met X1101 before. You guys seen each other online?
Yeah, I know. Back when we were up in, what's its nuts?
Worcester,
yeah.
I was the first event.
Yeah, I remember seeing you there.
Oh, I have a tear, guys. It's like a little reunion.
How you doing?
You ever in Portland?
I'm actually about an hour north of Portland.
He's up Epicanus's way.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out if they live near each other, but is he coming this time?
I don't know. I didn't.
Because I think he's even further up in Maine.
Yeah, he's way up.
Which, you know, I feel like I'm far up in Maine, but then Maine just keeps going.
Mm.
And then you think this has got to be Canada by now. But nope, it's still Maine.
There's hundreds of miles
of
just woods.
Woods
and
moose.
Roads.
Yeah.
Yeah, just and nothing.
Actually, it was almost 2 years ago, went up to Fort Kent, which is, like, I could have thrown stones at Canada from there.
Mm. Don't do that. They're
no.
Very militant people.
No. That would be the other way if I was in Canada.
Lyle started the war, people.
There's another story there.
Yeah, Canada's got slingshots.
Throw rocks at us, eh?
But, and that was when I had my gallbladder attack.
Oh, okay. See? That's Canada people did that.
No, my diet did that.
All right.
24 years of eating like a geek is not good for someone who's got a history of gallbladder issues.
You showed up and disappointed me, I have to say. You pulled out a MacBook. You better explain this. In case it shows up in any pictures.
Yeah, that MacBook was my sister's. She bought it in 2007.
Hmm.
She bought a new one a month or so ago, and I coerced her into giving this one to me. I'm like, hey, I'm letting you live in my house. Can I have your discarded computer that you were going to donate to charity? Can the charity be me?
But you saved it with
Arch Linux.
Of course. Everybody should put Arch Linux on a Mac.
Everything. I'm running it on
on your toaster.
I'm running it on my desktop. I'm running it on my netbook. I'm running on my Raspberry Pi. And now I'm running it on my MacBook.
Mm, cool. So, did you look at the schedule?
Briefly.
You don't have to do it while we're talking. Oh, we'll talk later.
Briefly.
I will catch you after some talks and we'll talk more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your name, please?
Phil Durbin.
Phil, how are you liking NELF 2014 so far?
It's really good. I went to that first talk that was about identity management. They talked a lot about SSSD. I think that's the right number of S's. That's a piece of open source software that Red Hat seems to be working on.
Cool. And that was the only talk you've been to so far?
Yep, that was the first talk.
Cool. Now, do you work in the IT field at all?
Yeah, I do. I work on an open source application called Dataverse. It's mostly for academics. It's a place for them to upload data. Often, these professors have a place. They know exactly where to put their paper, but then they'll have data associated with the paper. And they think, well, should I put it on my website? Where should I put this thing? And so this is a way to archive the data, and you get a unique identifier for the data so that people can cite the data, remix the data, things like that.
Excellent, excellent. How long have you been working on that?
I've been working on the team for a little over a year, but the product itself under the name Dataverse goes back to 2006. And before that, it was called Virtual Data Center, and before that, it had a different name. So it probably has about 20 years of thought going into what this thing is.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. You must be on like version 120 by now, or was it like something like that?
Yeah, it's interesting. We're actually in the middle of a big rewrite. We're calling this new version Dataverse 4.0.
Awesome, awesome. And you were here last year. I remember seeing you here last year, and we talked last year and had some beers.
Right, yeah. Last year was the first NELF I went to. And, yeah, it's funny. I think I mentioned a little bit ago that after the conference, I noticed there's a channel on Freenode called Northeast Linux Fest. And I popped in. I didn't start the channel, but I'm like, oh, this is cool. And I sent my little logging bot in there and started logging it. And a couple people showed up, and I've been chatting with them now and again, but been logging that channel for about a year now, and you know, it's just kind of on the side. It doesn't bother me. It just sort of sits there. But it'd be cool to get some more community input around this festival. Some kind of forum or a mailing list or something. I think that's kind of one thing I'm looking for, is a way for all of us to connect, you know, when it's not the actual fest going on.
A little more community in our community.
Yeah, I like a little community in my community, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And you also suggested, which I thought was a great suggestion, that we might want to rewrite just a little bit of the HPR outro and remind people to head to the comments section for each of the episodes, too. I thought that was a great idea.
Right. Well, I had mentioned that I listened to that episode where you talked to Jono and Ack, and you mentioned that, oh, there are a lot of comments on that episode. And I'm like, oh, comments? What do you mean comments? I didn't even realize, because I'm just in my podcatcher downloading episodes. I never really go to the HPR website, so I didn't realize that comments were going on there. But you were saying that maybe there could be a place not specific to an individual episode, but more about HPR in general, a place where people could talk.
Yeah, yeah. I've asked for a forum for years, and I just don't. I mean, if I could write one, I would. If I was a sysadmin, I'd just add it and do it, because we're, you know, pretty much it seems like at HPR, if you want to do something, just go ahead and do it. And if I could, I would. And I don't feel I think it's too important a place for me to go experimenting and learn to do my first one there. But yeah, I absolutely would love a forum. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least we have the comments for now. This seems like a good outlet for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is for sure. So you're going to have a good day. What talks are you looking forward to?
I'm not even sure. That one I was really interested in, because I'm working a lot in this sort of identity management space right now. I know. Well, there's one about Docker that I definitely want to check out. I've been using Vagrant for a couple of years, and I like that a lot, but people keep telling me about Docker, and that's the one I want to check out next.
Okay, what's the use case for those?
So Vagrant is great for managing, for me, I use VirtualBox, managing virtual machines on your laptop. You want to spin up a virtual machine that has certain software installed and configured in a certain way. So I just set this up. I mentioned Dataverse is the software I work on. I set up a Vagrant environment for Dataverse so that it installs all the dependencies that I need to run the application. It's a Java-based application, and we run it on top of GlassFish. I'm using Solr in there, too. So the idea is that you just type Vagrant space up, and then you get this VM. I'm using CentOS, and all the stuff's already installed. And then you can just go to a high port and just see the app running right there in the VM on your laptop.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's Vagrant. And then Docker, I guess, takes it to the next level somehow. I don't know. I've got people yelling at me, like, why aren't you not using Docker yet? But it's new, and I don't know. I'm here to learn about things like Docker.
Right. Yeah. Right now, I'm getting my job done. And yep, I totally get it. No, that sounds cool, though. And that's great as far as conferences going and checking out, you know, the cool new thing that you'd only be able to learn by, you know, trial and error, and maybe you have a problem with it, so you go to their forum, and it takes a day and a half to get an answer. When you're here, you get to, you know, talk to someone who knows what they're doing, and you go, okay, hey, my use case, you know, I need XYZ, what can I do for that? And you always get, you know, great feedback. And it's fun, too, to watch when, you know, when the presenter gets a question that he wasn't expecting, and he's got to figure it out on the fly, you may get a new feature in the next rev of the software for it. That's always fun to see something like that happen.
Yeah, I don't want to say that I was trolling the speaker of that first talk I went to. He was a great guy, and I got his business card. He works for Red Hat, and I do feel like I was getting information that was fresh that I hadn't heard before. I mean, specifically, I'm working in this shibboleth space, and everyone talks about this Apache module called Mod Shib, but he's saying, oh, Red Hat looked at that, but they're instead shipping a different Apache module called Mod Auth Melon, and I had never even heard of this thing. So it was great to be at the talk, get this kind of information I probably wouldn't have stumbled across quickly otherwise. Now I have his business card, so I'll go harass him a little more offline.
Cool. All right, man. Well, enjoy the conference. Thank you for talking with us.
Oh, thanks. Great talking to you.
Yeah. Was there anything else you wanted to pimp here while you're here, or a website you want to promote or anything?
I guess if you do want to check out Dataverse, that's the project I work on. Our website is thedata.org. We're also on GitHub. It's from IQSS, so it's github.com/IQSS. That's the Institute for Quantitative Social Science.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks.
Hello, I'm NY Bill, and I'm here with
Mark.
Do you have a nick online?
MK Coles.
Okay, because I recall you said 3 years now. And I
yes.
You walked in, like, I remember this guy.
Yeah.
So, any talks you're here to see, or something?
I just come every year and yep. figure it out when I get here.
Yeah, are you you're close to here? Or
I was closer. Now I used to live in Massachusetts, now I'm up in New Hampshire, so it's a little bit of a drive, okay. But it's...
And did you make it to the Worcester one? So you've been to the three?
I went to the one in Worcester, mm-hmm. and then the one in Harvard last year, the 2 days in Harvard last year.
Okay.
I think that was last year.
See?
Yes.
I asked you if you did an HPR, and now you just did one.
Okay.
You're on the board.
and if it keeps going next year, I'll be back again.
Okay, and then I'll interview, or you should do an episode in between then and now, I think.
I don't like to listen.
If I find a good topic, I will try to do one.
No pressure. I'm just giving you a hard time, man. All right, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Pokey at the Northeast Linux Fest again, and I am here with?
Peter Bukevich, Spaceman.
Spaceman. Nice name. Nice to meet you, Pete. How are you enjoying the fest so far?
It's great so far, man. Everyone seems really, really nice. Talks are interesting, and seems pretty well organized so far, yeah.
Excellent. What talks have you been to?
I checked out the open source licensing one, Track 1, and also the integrating Linux with Active Directory by Dimitri, also on Track 1.
Right on.
Doggy paddle through that one. I don't know much about Active Directory, but you know, I try and chew off things bigger than my head. So.
Excellent, good plan. What about the licensing track? Now that I didn't even look at the program, and now I'm sad to have missed that one. How did that go?
It was good. There was actually a guy from Red Hat too that gave a lot of good information from the crowd. So it was interesting. I didn't know much about licensing, but it seems like, you know, at this point in time, like, the licensing development has matured to a point where almost everything seems to be covered by one license or another one. And I found some really good resources on like how to like walk yourself through picking which one is right for you and integrating it into your own project. So.
Right. Was it mostly about software licensing, or was there Creative Commons stuff too?
They did a little bit on Creative Commons, but it's basically just like a general overview of, like, you know, how to decide which license is best for you depending on what your project needs are, what your goals are, and, you know, what your plans are for, like, you know, the next few years.
Excellent. Do you work in the IT field?
Not yet. I'm a woodworker. I'm trying to change careers, actually. I'm in school right now with UMass, like, online. So it's,
right on. Are you, like, a Finnish carpenter? Or
Finnish woodworker, yeah. We do a lot of doors and windows. And it's been interesting for the last 10 years, but I'm ready for a change. And I've been playing around with computers for so long that I figure, why don't I just go into this? Seems really interesting.
Right on. And you said you're new to Linux?
About 2 years ago, I started tinkering with Linux. And it's been fantastic. The community has just completely blown me away with how friendly they are and how open they are. So it's been awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I think I got involved with Linux maybe starting in like early 07 or maybe even late 07, and I thought the same thing. But a lot of the old school guys talk about how unfriendly the community, at least used to be. Maybe it used to be. And I've never really experienced that. So it's interesting that you say that too. Are you still distro hopping, or have you settled down on a distro you like?
For the last year, I've pretty much stuck to Crunchbang. It's light, it's easy. I was using an old laptop for a while, and it couldn't really run many of the heavier ones for a while. But I don't know. I'm, I, always have my foot in, like, you know, outside of the wheelhouse. So.
I heard Crunch Bang. He came right from Cornomino.
Oh, so nice, man. All right. Pete,
stick it on. Pete, yeah, I'm NY Bill online, so cool. I didn't mean to butt in. Is this a joint? We're having a contest. Where
we can
two interviews to five, is it?
No, this one's mine.
Okay, all right, I'll get out of it.
It's 2 to 5. Yeah, no, I was going to say, we know Cornomino, and Bill's got the Crunch Bang stickers.
Yeah, it's going right on my laptop, man.
Yeah, right on. And we've got some HPR stickers if you're interested in those, too.
Definitely. Sorry, my brain's like still like working off of 3 hours of sleep and not enough coffee. So.
Yeah, me too. Are you involved with anything online with open source?
No,
do you contribute
I'm
to any projects
still
or anything?
Programming. I just finished like a survey course in Perl, PHP, and Python, and my skills are minimal at best right now. So like, I'd love to, as soon as like I get some chops, like I'd like to join some sort of open source project just to kind of keep learning. You know, I mean. Everyone seems like pretty receptive. I just need to find the right program to kind of, you know, dive into and join up with. So,
yeah, what do you have any idea like what you're looking for? What kind of software you'd like to work on?
I mean, I've taken like a handful of computer sci courses that are just kind of broad ranging to kind of figure out like what I feel, you know, more comfortable with. So, yeah, I really don't know right now.
Yeah.
Like, this is my first time actually meeting people from the online world, you know, and podcasts and forums and things like that. So like I figure as I like develop relationships, so like, you know, I'll find good people to work with, and like that'll lead me towards like certain projects, I figure, you know.
Yeah, definitely. There's good people
it's
everywhere.
Organic. Yeah.
It sure is. Is there anything else in the conference that you're looking forward to? Any tracks or anybody you're looking to meet or anything?
You know what? I'm drawing a blank right now. There's definitely a bunch of things, so I figure, you know, I'll just see how the day goes.
Yeah. Right on. Well, I like the attitude. Definitely got a positive attitude going at it.
It's great so far. It's been fantastic.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for talking with us. Is there anything you wanted to plug while you're here, or anything you're excited about?
I was hoping to have my website like up and running with at least like one project live, but like I just couldn't get it done this week.
Well, this may not go up for a week or two, and it'll be around forever. So as long as you've registered the domain, go ahead and plug your website.
Let's see. Spacemandev.com. And you should have something up within a week, I figure. Yeah.
Right on. Cool. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, have a great conference.
Cool. Thanks.
Hello, it's NY Bill, and I'm here with Bruce, who helped organize NELF.
Yes, actually, as much of it as we possibly could. I mean,
did it go smooth?
Oh, my God. You
tell us the tale of woe.
All right. Well, basically, Jonathan and I have been working on venues, and for the last couple of years, we've tried to make a couple of places our permanent home.
Mm.
And like anything else, to tell you the truth, I wasn't sure we'd get this one off the ground this year because we had venues change 3 times on us. We'd been working with the fine folks over at the Boston Linux Users Group. And, you know, they've been at MIT for years. I mean, probably 30-plus years. And so, you know, they said, you know, why don't you guys throw the fest here? And we thought, this is an ideal place for it. We can certainly make that happen. So anyway, time had gone on. And so, you know, around September, Jonathan goes, you know, it is in April. Maybe we should start saying, you know, what's going on. Let's check in on it. So they go, we submitted the talk. So it's like, all right, the next round, you know, we're getting into October. Now, I've got other things I'm doing right now, but
yeah,
I figured...
I heard you might have been deep into fixing your house.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Yeah. So you must have been busy, yes.
Oh, big time. So anyway, so after that rolled around, I said, you know, let's check in on these guys and see again. And so they go, yeah, you know, we submitted all this, but I think we're good to go. Perfect. So Jonathan started to work on the speakers. And then November rolls around. It's like same deal. You know, we've submitted the paperwork.
Mm.
December, they say, we've had a problem, but I think we can work our way around it. It's like, okay, fine. So January is on us, and we're now just 4 months away.
Yeah, it's
and so
getting to the wire, yeah.
Bottom line is that they waited till the very end of January to say, well, we were denied, but we're going to try something else, and that was the last we heard of it.
This is MIT. So.
MIT.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so anyway. So
sorry, we're shutting the door.
Yeah.
You guys can walk that way. Oh, jeez.
And then, so we ended up at Harvard next to see if maybe, I mean, it's my own backyard, so I figured this should be an easy one.
It was there last year. It worked out good.
Yep. And so anyway, bottom line, as we go in there, you know, I made the verbal contract, and, you know, they told us everything that we were good to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And Then we find out that the costs started coming in. The person I'd been working with had been fired.
Oh, no.
And so not only was he fired, but it seems that maybe he made some deals that probably shouldn't have happened. Uh-oh. But I can't go any further than that because there's some other issues around that as well.
We're a bunch of hackers. We can figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So bottom line is that, you know, they gave us the new updated bill, which was twice the amount that we thought it was going to be. And as soon as I told Jonathan that, he goes, yeah, all right, plan B.
Oh, they priced you out. Yeah,
yeah. Mm. So anyway, bottom line is that he found out that the place that he, you know, was providing the hotel space for the Linux Fest actually had conference rooms. So at the very last minute, he made that happen, and we started to get people in. And we actually have a good turnout today. So it's much better than what I expected. But
I was watching from the outside. I'm wondering, is it going to happen? Is it going to? So it sounds like it was happening on the inside a little bit like that. Like,
Hanging by
your nails.
Ah, well, you know, it was a lot of gnashing of teeth and things that didn't have to happen. And I think the bottom line is that given the fact that we're dedicated, after this event is done, we're going to find a permanent home because this is for the birds, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just getting people to, you know, go by the seat of their pants on this. And, you know, it doesn't do anybody any favors, you know. And I'm really excited that people showed up today, but I wouldn't have held it against them if they didn't. It was a tough go, you know?
But there is demand for it. They did show up. Here, yes. Here we all are, so, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Mad Dog was here almost right away. So.
Yeah, he's a regular. I've seen him every year. Yeah. So, he's a fun guy.
I'm excited about that, you know, and it's good to see people coming from all over, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Dore made the trip up from Maryland. You know, Tracy's here this year from Texas. I mean, you know, we're really excited. I'm glad they could make the trip up, you know. But, you know, all things aside, you know, I think, you know, permanent home is our only goal after this year.
Nice.
Because, this stuff is for the birds and, you know, it sucks not having a permanent home, bottom line. So,
cool.
So we'll hope for the best.
So I'll see you next year.
Yes.
In the permanent home.
Exactly.
Thanks for explaining it because, like, I was just clicking on the webpage every week going, what is going on?
What is going on?
I ended up in a hotel at Harvard Square. I'm like, wait. No, yeah. It was just get on the subway, pop up, pop out. So it didn't work out too bad.
Well, I think that's the other thing that, you know, we want to address is make it a lot easier for everybody next year, too. So, you know, I'm glad that everybody showed up. And, you know, like I said, permanent home next year. And that's our goal.
Very cool.
And I'm glad you guys make it here every year, too.
I'll be here next year, too.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
All right, Bill.
Thanks.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.